The Oracle is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, welcome to another exciting moment on air. I'm Abayomi Obabolujo. I'm being joined by Malam Garba Kufri, who is the Managing Director and Chief Executive Officer, APT Securities and Funds Limited. Malam, on this platform, we have taken the time to promote seemingly insurance stocks. We've said they are profitable. We've said their prices are low. We've said they are coming up. But you see, at the end of the day, you're an accountant, an analyst. The whole thing has to do with analysis, figures. From what we are seeing here, Malam, incidentally, you have access to some of the figures here before now. As analysts, I can bring out AICO, because it is not all of them. We are going to do a lot of argument too. All right. I can say AICO now, based on these figures, profitable to invest in. Anything can change tomorrow anyway. LASACO, profitable. Regency Alliance, profitable. Sovereign Trust Insurance, profitable. Mansard, profitable. Mutual Benefit, unfortunately, I would have loved to say it is not, but it is based on this figure. And then Prestige, all right, from what figures? But so many others, they don't even come near. Malam, what would be your response?
Well, my response is that if you go to the developed market, insurance companies, they are the leaders of the investment. They own banks, they own pension fund, they have asset management. They own so many things. When you talk of the capital market, we don't have the case in Nigeria. But of course, when we look at it, recently, three good insurance companies have merged into one. Everybody know of Metropolitan Life Insurance, ERM Life Insurance, and now Rockview. They were all acquired by Tangerine, and they are still looking for more.
But they are not listed on the NGX.
Well, what we are saying that they first have to gather before we expect them to come. My concern is that the other insurance, they should take the cue. Definitely sure there is going to be a dramatic change in the insurance companies. And today, we have seen it. Even by the pension fund insurer, PENCOM, they insist every company that contribute in the pension must insure their life of their staffs. The contribution of the life insurance is running into trillion. This was nowhere to be found before. Today is now going into the coffer of these insurance companies. Now the government is insuring their own staffs, the federal government and the state, as well as the properties. Therefore, the insurance are getting back to their position, and I can be rest assured, irrespective of the technical analysis, the PE ratio, and the previous rate of growth, insurance will change.
Malam, let me tell you why I said there's going to be lots of argument here. A couple of years back, to the best of my knowledge,
yes,
there was this separation of operations among the insurance companies. One, most of them that are listed on the stock exchange, if I'm not mistaken, basically have their life separated. For example, I know that NEM doesn't have life business. AICO, I know they have life. I don't think LASACO has life. I don't think Cornerstone has life. Consolidated Hallmark, I don't think it has life. I don't think Linkage has life. I don't think Regency has life. I don't know whether Veritas has life. I don't think Sovereign Trust has life. I don't think Suno has life. I don't think Mutual Benefit Prestige, Universal doesn't have life. Very many of them will still now begin to struggle, because all that you have taken time to analyze will benefit more life assurer,
let
insurance
me tell
company,
you. Let me tell
and
you.
Not this normal...
Those insurance companies that are into general, they have no choice than to go into life. Because what makes life make life less attractive before, there is no enforcement. People are not willing to insure their life. Now there is enforcement. You cannot pay contribution. Pension contribution is running over 12 trillion. And all those that contribute must have their life insured by the contributor.
We know. But see, Malam, I cannot be using factors that should make me invest in life insurance companies and then bring it to bear in general insurance companies. Because before they will begin, let me tell you, and I'm not going to use any name, all right? Do I say this? Let me say this, because I'm not going to be mentioning any name. I am an investor in a life insurance company. You know the company. You were also involved in it. And at the time, we began to look at it because they have not really done well since 2008 when you and me invested in it. And in the process of time, we're even looking at the possibility, shouldn't they even sell the license or merge with another, right? So a general insurance company approached me that, do you have information about this organization? I did say yes. At the end of the day, I was trying to organize a meeting for them, but they disagreed. In other words, the process of acquiring, right, a life business is not just going to be at the tip of the hand. It is going to take a lot of negotiation, renegotiation, valuation, revaluation, evaluation, analysis, agreement and disagreements. At the end of the day, do you know why the other general company eventually did not take any position in that insurance company? Most life insurance companies in Nigeria, as of today, to the best of my knowledge, to the best of your knowledge too, are carrying a lot of debt on their neck. A lot. Because you see, this is all about actuarial thing. So they have a lot of weight, and most general business insurance companies would rather remain in their general business instead of going to put their head into a highly indebted life insurance company, or they start their life business from the scratch again.
No, the trend has changed. Let me tell you, in the past, most of their money, even where they go for life, the money end up with the brokerage. And you will find that they hardly, the insurance brokers, they hardly remit it to the actual company.
Right.
So until there is a death, then they start rushing. Things have changed. The rule have changed. No cover, if you did not have a cover for your existing, there is no liability for insurer. And these pay, most of the company directly pay into the insurance company. Don't forget, most of this life insurance is for just per annum. You insure your people just for 1 year. Thereafter, you have to start remit. And therefore, they are accumulating money now, and they have seen that the rate of death is less than 5%. And therefore, they make more money onto it because the company paid directly into the company, and the company were guided where to invest their money. Don't forget, there is more instrument now by the federal government school, by the federal government bond, where they can invest and earn. Before, there wasn't. Most of their money, they invested them where they couldn't even recover their money. Things have changed, the rules have changed, and therefore life insurance is a key. And most of those insurance that going to see the light in the very near future are those that have life.
Do you know from what Malam and myself have been arguing in the last couple of minutes now, what I can bring out from it is very simple. For you to stake your neck in any insurance company, make sure that it is an insurance company that has, first, a very solid general business and life business. All right? Malam, I'm going to draw a conclusion. You will say yes or no, whether you agree or not. Well, in the interim, when you see an insurance company that is just into general business and they have not come out openly to talk about their life business, maybe they are interested, maybe they are entering into an agreement, you should be wary. But when you see the one that is into life business and general business, you can close your eyes and invest. Malam, am I correct or wrong?
Yeah, very correct.
All right. Let me read something out to you,
yes.
Malam. Now, in insurance stock that is selling for 2 naira, we are seeing expected PE ratio of 12.84. In an insurance company that is a stock that is selling for 55 kobo, we are seeing expected PE ratio of 21.63. Insurance stock that is selling for 62 kobo, we are seeing expected PE ratio of 26.37. Insurance equity that is selling for 24 kobo, we are seeing expected PE ratio of 37.68. Insurance company that is selling for 47 kobo, we are expecting negative earnings. Even insurance company that is selling for 22 kobo, the expected PE ratio is 15.33. Malam.
These expectations are based on the parameters you set. But the parameters that currently are working in this market are abnormal parameters. We have seen first quarter result an insurance company increase by 400%. Who expect this? So therefore, if your expectation is 12, by the time it increased by 400%, it will come down to 3.
Malam, from
that
what
means reducing it to the barest, lowest level. I assure you that most of these insurance companies will surprise the market, and I have no doubt over it. I have seen it, and we have seen what the market is doing, and most of their price are within the reasonable price. Take position before it's too late.
Right. I'm telling you to exercise caution. Don't buy because they are cheap. Buy only when the figures are very solid. Malam, you are saying they should buy. We will come back to compare notes whether you are right.
You see, let me tell you. If you don't take position at the right time, by the time the news become to the market, everybody rush to it, you don't get it. Today,
if
people are rushing for all that they cannot get it. And when you look for Ardova, it's nowhere available. Total has gone up. So the question is this. Take position at the right time, because by the time the information become known to me, to everybody, you will not get it. The seller will refuse to sell, and everybody will be willing to buy. Who will sell?
Malam, our time is fast spent. What are those equities that you sent an email to me talking about some of the companies that can give interim dividend? In just 2 minutes, can we talk about them?
Honestly speaking, look at stock like Access Bank. I have no doubt over me it will surprise the market. And among those that pay interim dividend, I think is the lowest in terms of the price. Because this stock will pay you a minimum of 25 kobo. And today it's trading less than 4 times of what one will pay you 30 kobo. So where do you go? This one will give you 30 kobo, it's trading at 30. This one will give you 25 kobo, it's trading at 9. So what does that mean? You will earn almost 1 naira compared to that. So if you are looking for interim dividend, Access is number one. UBA is there. We have seen what Total did. Nestle can do the same. MTN, we cannot left it out. As well as the regular one, like Zenith and GTB. They are consistent paying interim dividend. We have no doubt they will pay dividend. But we are seeing surprising. Nobody expected Total to pay dividend interim. It pay, and it shows. This is the stock that is trading 100 naira. Mm. Today is above 200 naira, and it's nowhere to be found.
Right.
What does that mean? It shows to the other that if I won't get it right, I should pay interim dividend.
All
so
right.
I expect more to pay interim dividend.
All right, that is how far we can go today. I'm loving this program. Every time I'm loving it. It is natural. It is real. It is informative. It is educative. So let us make it a date again, the same time, the same station. Until we shall be coming your way again, I remain yours sincerely in wealth creation, in circulation and preservation. Abayomi Obabolujo. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your week.